Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Toby Mack with The Goodness, taking us to 14 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And indeed, it is an amazing day. Last Day Fam says Amazing Grace, taking us to our interview that I told you about earlier on. Yep, I'm glad we get to have Isaac, popular known in the industry as Abby Small, in the who is the production manager at Ultimate Music. Music Group, organizers of Hallel Africa. He has held this position for the past 6 years and successfully managed the 2019 and 2022 editions of Hallel Africa. He's also the project manager of Lofty Homes Ghana Limited, a real estate development company in Ghana. He's also a trained broadcast journalist and a musician. He's a very private person out here, but he enjoys spending time with friends and loved ones, and he believes in the mantra that drink deep or taste not. Whatever that means. Abby, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you with me. I'm good, thank you. I am good, thank you. Are you doing well?
I'm very fine.
I'm glad I finally get to have this conversation with you, Abby. I must say, I'm just reading your profile. I'm like, hey, you've done some great things. I mean, we all know Hallel Africa. Who does not know Hallel Africa by now?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's just by the grace of God. And, you know, when you're doing something that you love, mm-hmm. the passion that you do with which you do it, also tells. And even when the going gets tough, that is when you are encouraged and you are motivated to go, to also get going. Mm. So yeah, it's not been easy.
Okay.
But yeah, but you can't stop.
I can imagine. Now, I'm actually reading here that you managed the 2019 and 2022 editions. Maybe if you can just fill us in quickly. You know, how long have you guys been around? And also, are these the only two recordings you've had, or do you have more?
Yeah, so we've been around since 2016. The whole Hallel Africa Ultimate Music Group brand was set up in 2016, and mm-hmm. our first recording was done in 2017 in Maryland, USA.
Oh,
we like to call our recordings projects, because you know the whole Hallel Africa concept is like a platform on which we bring together artists, both known and unknown, to unearth talents, to propagate the word of God, mm-hmm. and also to send the word of God to places that we ourselves cannot go.
Mm.
And so we did the first recording or the first project in 2017, and it was titled My Best Worship. Wow. Then afterwards, we came to South Africa for the first time to host the 2019 edition titled The Moment.
Mm.
And then in 2022, after the COVID, we should have done the third edition in 2019, 2021. Mm-hmm. But because of the COVID, we shifted it to 2022.
Ish.
And that was when we organized the Through It All. And it was just timely because of all that went on during the COVID time and everything that we heard, it was just by the grace of God that through it all, we sailed through and we had the opportunity to meet the fourth edition of Hallel Africa. So yeah, we have three projects that are out. My Best Worship, The Moment, and then Through It All.
So two of those three were recorded in South Africa.
Yes, two of them were in South Africa.
And you're coming back to do another one in South Africa.
And we are coming back for the third time to South Africa. South Africans make, for the lack of a better word, make loving music easy.
Yeah,
because South Africans love music
too much.
Look, feed South African music 24/7, and they will keep consuming. You know, because you feed yourself with pap for 2 or 3 days, and you might want another meal.
Exactly,
but this is not the case. And you know, when you are an event organizer and you have an audience that enjoy your production, an audience that make you want to do more, you also want to give them more. And I dove my heart off for South Africans. Man, if I had the chance, this would have been my home. If I had the chance.
Just love South Africa. Just for the love of music. But you know what I really like, Abby? It's the fact that in as much as you guys are coming into South Africa with your productions mostly, it's not confined to South African artists. That's the beautiful thing, because we get to get different feels from different countries as well.
That is actually one of the reasons why we do Halal Africa. The fact that we want to make it a global event. It is an international event that looks to bring the various hidden talents, the various hidden music, gospel music in the indigenous places around the globe, and especially Africa, to bring them back to life. So this event that we are going to organize, this very one, have some of the songs, especially like from Ghana, okay? There are some songs that are, you know, you would call them public domain songs. But the thing is, when we first heard those songs, it was like way, way, way back in the day. And these were spiritually inspiring songs that have stayed hidden. But we want to bring them out. And you can't do this and only focus on a few people within a particular country. Because when South Africans are singing in their Zulu or Sotho or Xhosa, and the Ghanaians are singing in Twi or Ga, and the Americans are doing their English, and the Nigerian is doing the Yoruba or the Igbo, we all sing one word, which is hallelujah.
Amen.
The same thing in every language. And just for you to know, Halal Africa is coined from the term hallelujah. And the short form of hallelujah, which is Hallel Jah in Hebrew, is praise God. And so the Hallel part is what we chose and added our Africa to it to form Halal Africa. Just so that people don't think that Halal is, you know, Islamic.
I loved because I can't remember what I chat with from your organization. And I remember saying, coming into the office and asking, but I, man, who thinks of Halal? Why would you say Halal for a Christian project? But he clarified things for us. I was like, for a moment there, I was I'm cringing.
Yes. So, a lot of people confuse it to mean the Islamic Halal. But no, that is not it. It's just you can say Halal, you can say Halal, and it means the same thing. That is praise Africa. So it's a Hebrew word. It's actually a Hebrew word that is coming or coined out of the word hallelujah or Hallel Jah, which means praise God. So just to clear the air and the myth surrounding Halal, yes, that is it. It's just the short form of hallelujah that we have added to Africa to make Halal Africa. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, take us through how you guys actually come up with your lineup. You know, you spoke about how you have renowned international artists and local artists, and then you also have those that are not that known. I mean, what goes through that, I won't say your thought process, but the entire team's thought process? How do you then decide, okay, this is how we're bringing our team together, and this is what it will mean for us?
Yeah, that is a good question. And the simple answer to that is that we pray. We pray about the selection of the team for the project, the selection of the artists for the project. It's just through prayer. We do not look at how popular the person is or how well known the person is or the numbers of the person. We do not do that. In fact, one of the main reasons or the purpose or the brains behind organizing the event is also to help push artists who are even not known, push them to also see the limelight. And so there's a lot of prayer that goes on. As I speak with you, we have a prayer team that is always every weekend are praying for this event because it is not just a recording concert. It goes beyond it. It is an experience. And we want people to come, feel the presence of God, and go back thinking that, oh, I have had a good time in the presence of God. So it's not just that we do pray a lot. As I speak with you, we are planning on having a day of fasting and prayer.
Wow.
Just so that anyone who comes for the program will not think that he's just coming for a concert.
Mm.
But the person will know that when I come and I go back, the lyrics of the song, the men of God who come to see the word through music would have touched my heart, and I'll go back not feeling the same.
So yes,
it is a prayer thing. And that helps us to know who best fits what song and is able to carry the message in the song the best way that they can to make the impact that we envision.
Yeah. Listen, Abby, time is really not on my side. I will play your song after the news. However, I cannot let you go, even before you give the details. You know, in light of what you're talking about, how you guys are so rooted in prayer, you know, the theme for this year blows me away. Maybe if you can quickly throw in the theme there and then give us the details of the event. I can't let you go without actually giving it, because for me, it's so intertwined with what you're talking about, how invested the team is in prayer.
Yes. So On Bended Knees is the theme for this year's event. And the moment it is mentioned, the posture of being on your knees is what comes. But I've always said that it is not just that posture, but it is also a posture of the heart and the mind, being humble in the presence of God. And that is what we seek to achieve this coming 30th of November.
Amen.
We are encouraging everyone to get a ticket and come to Carnival City, 30th of November, because on that day, all roads lead to Carnival City.
Yeah,
5 p.m. sharp, the program starts, and the lineup, you can tell, is massive. People who are really, really, really vested in the ministry, and they allow the songs to minister to them so they can minister to others as well. And so, 30th November, Carnival City, 5 p.m., On Bended Knees live recording concert is coming off live and colored. You don't want to miss it.
So who's on the lineup? That I don't want us to leave out.
Yes. So we have Joe Metal from Ghana. We have Kofi Karikari from Ghana. And
I love Kofi Karikari.
Ghana. Oh, really?
Oh, I love Kofi Karikari.
so he's going to be there. And then TV Eternity, the young, vibrant, youthful gospel collective. The biggest gospel collective in Ghana right now are also coming. We also have Jekaylin Carr from the USA also coming. And Isaiah Templeton of Elevation Worship from the USA also is coming.
What?
We have Joe Praise from Nigeria also coming. And then our very own Lebo Sekobela, Ayandan Tanzi, Takindu, One Small Six is also coming. And then my favorite, Oli Wango. This is my favorite because of the name. I have to take my time to pronounce it and click and then kiss.
So you invest your time in it.
Yeah,
all
those
this
are coming, and just so you know, I can't go without saying this, that we have free tickets to give away on your show.
Yes, please.
And for anyone who calls into your show, okay, apart from receiving a free ticket, we are also giving them discounted tickets.
Okay.
And I'm also making this promise that anyone who buys two of the discounted tickets will get one extra free.
Come on, that's a good give. All right, I'll drop you a text, and then you give me my entire package so I can throw it into my listeners for the remaining hour.
Sure, most definitely. I'll be standing by for it.
Abby, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon further.
You too. Bye-bye.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.